A very good morning from the sports team. The men's final for the French Open has been confirmed. Jannik Sinner beat Novak Djokovic in straight sets 6-4, 7-5, 7-6. In just over 3.25 hours last night, he'll come up against defending champion Carlos Alcaraz, who got through after Italian Lorenzo Musetti retired hurt in the fourth set. Sinner spoke on court after his match and thanked Novak Djokovic for his impact on the game.
Special occasion for me playing against Novak in the semi-final of a Grand Slam. It's just amazing, no? And I had to step up. I had to play my best tennis I could. I'm very happy how I handled the situations. But this shows again what a role model he is for all of us, and especially for us young players playing like this tennis.
Later today, number one seed Aryna Sabalenka will take on second seed Coco Gauff in the women's final. Both players have dropped just one set on their way to the final, so it should be an exciting clash. Moving to some rugby news, in case you missed it, the Hollywoodbet Sharks will be without Evan Etzebeth for their URC semi-final against the Bulls tomorrow at Loftus. Etzebeth picked up an injury in training and will miss the clash. His lock partner Jason Jenkins will also miss the match due to injury. It's going to be another exciting clash between the Sharks and the Bulls. But coach John Plumtree doesn't want the match to be as close as the quarterfinal.
Nothing surprises me, you know. I guess I've found many ways to take my blood pressure to another level, and I'm not expecting anything to change this week. I'm sure it's going to be a close game, and I'm hoping that it doesn't go down to shooting the shootout like that. But you know, you just never know. It's anything can happen.
And then in football news to finish. It's been confirmed that Tottenham Hotspur have sacked manager Ange Postecoglou. The Australian took Spurs to their first title in 17 years when they beat United in the Europa League final. Despite that title, Spurs ended the league in 17th. It was their worst record since 1976-77. They lost 22 of their 38 matches in the league, and the club said in a statement, "Whilst winning the Europa League this season ranks as one of the club's greatest moments, we cannot base our decisions on emotions aligned with this triumph." A very Spursy decision. That's all for now for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tatham.